Am I gonna die, Billy Ray? Am I gonna die?
No. No, no, you ain't gonna die, Dusty. You ain't gonna die. Oh, God.
Billy stayed on the floor, afraid to move, listening for footsteps outside. What if the gunman came in to make sure they'd finished the job? After a while, he crawled over to the window and, cautiously, came up to his knees to look outside. At first, he saw nothing but darkness. Then he saw that flames were coming from the main house. He also saw three men silhouetted against the flames, and for just a second, he contemplated taking a shot at them. He put that idea aside almost as quickly as the notion was born. There were three of them to the one of him, and he wasn't that good of a shot.
What if they mean to burn the bunkhouse?
Billy Ray looked at the bodies of Harley Mack and Dusty and wished there was some way he could get them out, but he was afraid to take the chance. They were already dead anyway. He crawled away from the window, rose, and walked slowly to the door. He stepped out, and keeping close to the wall, crept around to the far side of the bunkhouse, away from the growing glow from the burning ranch headquarters. Once he turned the corner, Billy Ray paused, listening for footsteps. When he heard none, he ran off into the darkness. Matt was patrolling the western boundary of the Spur and Latigo Ranch.
Damn!
He reined Spirit in and took a moment to orient himself. The gunfire seemed to be coming from the Rocking Pea.
Come on!
He put Spirit into a gallop and didn't slow down when the gunfire stopped. But when he was within a mile of the Rocking Pea headquarters, he came around a curve in the trail and saw the house engulfed in flames. Three approaching riders were silhouetted against the orange glow. Matt turned Spirit and trotted him back the way they had come until he spotted a large boulder a few yards off the trail. He guided Spirit to a bush that was beyond the boulder. Matt tied Spirit loosely to the bush and trotted back to the boulder. He managed to climb almost to the top as the three horses approached.
We should have looked inside the bunkhouse to see if everyone was killed.
He was more than likely all dead. Hell, we didn't hear nothing from him after we rode up there, did we?
Hold it right there.
What the hell?
Who the hell are you?
I'm the acting sheriff, and you three men are under arrest.
The hell we are! Shoot him down!
The riders pulled their pistols. Matt's first shot dropped one of the men from his saddle. A little cloud of acrid gun smoke drifted up over the deadly battlefield, and Matt hopped down from the rock and walked out among the fallen riders, moving cautiously, his pistol at the ready. It wasn't necessary. All three men were dead.